That is why, brothers and sisters, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. And these type of affairs, it's not allowed for anyone to be ignorant of. تكبيرة الإحرام, saying Allahu Akbar in order to commence the prayer, which is a rukn min arkan as-salah, a pillar from the pillars of the prayer. The takbirة al-ihram, the opening takbir, is the statement of the musalli, the one who is praying, Allahu Akbar. And this is a jumla ismiya, a nominal sentence. Allah, lafdul jalala, is the mubtada, is the subject. And the khabar, the predicate, is what? Akbar. Meaning, Allah is the greatest. So it is a statement. And the proof that it's a pillar of the prayer is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the man who prayed badly. إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَكَبِّرْ. If you stand up to pray, then say the takbir. There are other proofs as well. However, the point here, the takbir is to say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. If somebody was to distort the takbir and say, for example, Allahu Akbar, بِمَدِّ الْحَمْزَ لَمْ يَصِحْ, elongating the hamza, this is not correct and accepted. Why? Because the individual said, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It's a question. فصارت الجملة الخبرية استفهامية. The informative sentence changed from a statement to a question. والعياذ بالله. So, Allahu Akbar means what? Is Allah the greatest? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This is known to be a lahan, a grammatical error, and changes the meaning. Similarly, barakallahu feekum, if somebody was to say, Allahu Akbar, bimaddil ba, elongating the ba. The ulama of Islam, likewise, they say, lam yasih. This is not correct or accepted. Why? Because the word akbar, jam'u kabar, ka asbab. And the meaning of the word kabar, in the Arabic language, is a tabal, which is a drum, wal'iyadu billah. And no doubt, هذا يفسد المعنى ويحيل المعنى. This changes the meaning and distorts it. So therefore, the takbir is not correct or accepted with this, wal'iyadu billah. So brothers and sisters, it is upon each and every one of us to make sure that our worship is correct. ونشتغل بما ينفعنا, and to busy ourselves with that which is beneficial to us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربي زدني علما. Oh, our Lord, increase us in knowledge. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us success.